the state of California, has long struggled to ensure the fair and consistent disclosure of Brady material, critical evidence that could mean the difference between guilt and innocence for criminal defendants. Today, we're going to explore why this failure persists, why California has not fully embraced the Brady List, and how the controversial incorporation of the Pitches Laws has made things worse. In Brady v. Maryland, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that prosecutors must disclose any evidence that is favorable to the defense, whether it helps prove the defendant's innocence or undermines the credibility of a government witness, like a police officer. Failing to do so is a violation of the defendant's constitutional rights. Let's talk about the key figures responsible for ensuring this process works in California: the governor, the attorney general, the state Supreme Court, and the state bar. Governor Gavin Newsom, as the state's top executive, has the power to push for criminal justice reforms, but his administration has not made enforcing Brady material disclosures a priority. While Newsom has advocated for some reforms, there's been a lack of leadership when it comes to structural changes that would ensure transparency in prosecutions. Attorney General Rob Bonta oversees local prosecutors and law enforcement. His office has the authority to set statewide standards for Brady disclosures, but so far enforcement has been inconsistent. The Attorney General could make the use of the Brady List mandatory across the state, but political pressure and a reluctance to challenge local prosecutors have slowed progress. The California Supreme Court, led by Chief Justice Patricia Guerrero, is responsible for setting legal precedents on Brady violations. The court, however, has not aggressively enforced consequences for prosecutors who fail to proactively disclose Brady material, leaving many defendants without recourse when evidence is wrongfully withheld. The State Bar of California, led by President Brandon Stallings, is supposed to discipline prosecutors who violate Brady obligations. But historically, the bar has been hesitant to take strong action, allowing misconduct to go unpunished. Without strict disciplinary measures, there's little to stop prosecutors from repeating these violations. The Brady List is a tool designed to track law enforcement officers with a history of misconduct, specifically those who have violated Brady obligations. The idea is simple: keep a record of officers whose credibility is in question, and make sure this information is available when they testify in court. Despite its potential to ensure fairness, California hasn't mandated the use of the Brady List. Why? A combination of political resistance and opposition from powerful police unions. These unions hold significant sway in the state and have fought hard to block transparency measures that would expose officers with histories of misconduct. The unions include Los Angeles Police Protective League, California Correctional Peace Officers Association, Peace Officers Research Association of California, San Francisco Police Officers Association, and the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. Local prosecutors who work closely with law enforcement also resist external oversight. Many prefer to keep Brady disclosures within their control, which means there's no uniform system to ensure that defendants receive the evidence they're entitled to. The California District Attorneys Association, led by Greg Totten, is at the forefront of the efforts to undermine the constitutional protections and Brady obligations that protect the people in California. Making this situation even worse is the incorporation of California's Pitches Laws. Passed in the 1970s, these laws allow law enforcement agencies to shield officer personnel records, including instances of misconduct, by making it extremely difficult for defense attorneys to access information about police officers' past behavior. While originally intended to protect privacy, the Pitches motion process has evolved into a barrier to transparency. This means that even when an officer's credibility is in question, defense attorneys have to jump through legal hoops just to see the files that could expose crucial misconduct. Law enforcement unions have fiercely defended the Pitches laws and have successfully lobbied against efforts to reform them. These unions wield significant political power in Sacramento, influencing legislators who are often overly reliant on their support. This political influence has led to the preservation of a system where law enforcement officers with credibility issues can remain on the job, hidden from public scrutiny. California's legislature has repeatedly failed to act on this issue, largely because of the political power of the police unions and prosecutors. Despite growing awareness of Brady violations, efforts to overhaul the Pitches laws have been watered down or blocked outright by legislators unwilling to challenge law enforcement's influence. Without a centralized mandatory system to track and disclose Brady material, officers with credibility issues can continue to serve without public scrutiny. Prosecutors can hide behind inconsistent and secretive practices, which undermines the integrity of our justice system. The failure to ensure Brady disclosures in California isn't just a legal oversight. It's a systemic failure that's incorporated into the structural underpinnings by the inexcusable use of the unconstitutional Pitches laws and political influence from law enforcement unions. This affects all individuals affected by our criminal justice system. Unless Governor Newsom, Attorney General Bonta, the Chief Justice of the California Supreme Court, Patricia Guerrero, the state regulatory bar led by Brandon Stallings, and the legislature stand up to these unions and enact real reforms, we'll continue to see miscarriages of justice in the form of mass incarceration. Justice requires accountability, and that starts with transparency. We need California's leaders to prioritize reforms that protect the rights of everyone, especially those often overlooked by the system.